I've got 3 minutes to live. There's a knife in my back.
Mm-hmm.
What can I do to get it, to enter the kingdom?
What can you do?
Yeah, I want to enter. I've got 3 minutes to live. Blood's draining from my body. How can I enter the kingdom? How could you help me?
Well, you know, that's a good scenario.
It sure is. How will this Jehovah's Witness respond? So what you are about to hear right now is a Jehovah's Witness who showed up at the doorstep of one Ray Comfort. And Ray Comfort said, let's challenge the Jehovah's Witness with what they believe. And the reason that he asked the scenario that you just heard is because the Jehovah's Witness can't give a quick, satisfying answer. Why? Because it's a work righteous religion.
And, you know, really, there's nothing you can do in 3 minutes to that would change your course of life.
Ask the thief on the cross. Oh, wait a second. That wouldn't be so.
But again, the wonderful thing about that is, notice what the book of Romans helps us to appreciate.
Well, here's a thought. I'll just want to keep this.
Okay,
thought.
Go ahead.
The thief on the cross turned to Jesus and said, Lord, remember me when you come to your kingdom. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, I say to you today, you shall be with me in paradise. How can he be saved instantly? What do I have to do to enter the kingdom?
What do you have to do?
Yeah.
Well, for one, he showed faith. He showed faith by...
So he entered real quick?
Huh?
He didn't do anything?
Well, he demonstrated his faith to Jesus.
Could I do that in 3 minutes?
Wow. Dude, you just answered the question. By grace, are you saved through faith?
Well, depending on the circumstances, who knows what this man, if he ever had the opportunity to hear Jesus speak or to accept Jesus, see?
Huh?
But for those circumstances, why he was there dying along with Christ, those circumstances allowed Jesus to dictate, say, well, you know what? You'll be with me. Surely I tell you today, you'll be with me in paradise. See? So, excuse me. So that circumstance,
surely.
But in the scenario you just mentioned,
I got 2.5 to go.
You got 2.5
help me,
minutes.
Help me, Kevin. I got 2.5 minutes.
The point is, the Bible helps us to see something, Mr. Comfort, and that's what I'm going to show you here.
Mr. Comfort. I'm sorry.
In Romans.
There's nothing I can do? 2 minutes.
Two
my
minutes.
My life's draining from me. I need you to help
6:23. See this here? 6:23 says, for the wages,
the gift of God's eternal life.
Exactly. For the wages, sin pays is death. But the gift of God gives everlasting life by Christ Jesus our Lord. See? So, what I'm saying is, in the occasion that if you were dying like that, once a person dies, his sin has been acquitted.
Everybody?
He's been acquitted from the sin. Now, I'm not saying like in the case of like Hitler, things like that. See, Hitler.
What about me? I got 1.5 minutes to go.
Well, that's what I'm saying. See, the Bible says here that if you should die, then you paid the ultimate price. Death. That's what sin. It says sin equates to death. See, so you're no longer, you've already paid the price of your sin.
Oh! Oh!
So now, what is your hope?
So I didn't need Jesus? If I die, I'm annihilated.
Mm-hmm.
If I say to you, I've got 2 minutes to live, how can I enter the kingdom? What would you say to me?
Well, if you profess faith in Christ, if you've lived a faithful life, then that's already taken care of.
I haven't lived a faithful life. I've been godless, and I got a minute to live now. I've been blasphemous, lying, stealing, lusting after women, fornication. I'm an average, everyday sinner. I've got 1 minute to live. Can you help me into the kingdom?
Well, I personally couldn't do nothing. Now again, and see, that's what Jesus came to earth for, to teach people to try and turn themselves around. Now, like I said, if you live that life, and if Jehovah God, using Jesus as the judge, determines that, hey, you know what, Ray Comfort paid the ultimate price of death, But he wasn't a bad person.
He was just
ignorant. He didn't know what the requirements laid out, how Christian people should live their lives. See, if that was the case, then judgment is totally upon Jesus.
Just once again, what you just heard is work righteousness. If you're good, if you work it, you will get there if God is apparently in a good mood that day.
To determine whether you would actually get a chance to come back in a resurrection.
So if I didn't live a good life, I've got no hope.
That's, what you were listening to today on Way of the Master Radio is something that was just recorded yesterday morning. This is a Jehovah's Witness showing up at the doorstep of one Ray Comfort. Now, do we get intimidated at the prospect of a Jehovah's Witness showing up at our door? I think most of us would say, yeah. Now, come on, Christian, you know more than this fellow.
If you didn't live a good... Well, like I said, Jesus is going to judge that.
What do you think?
Jesus is going to judge that.
What do you think? Do you think I've got any hope?
Sure you got hope. Sure you have hope. Mm. But I can't sit here and say what Jesus is going to do with you. Just like I can't sit here and say what Jesus is going to do with Adolf Hitler. Maybe Hitler...
Yes, we can. The Bible makes it clear.
Circumstances determined that he didn't have an opportunity to learn about God from the Bible.
So that's what you have to do to enter the kingdom, to learn about God?
You have to take in knowledge, yeah.
Take in knowledge,
that takes time. That takes time.
So how long does that take? Have you got the knowledge necessary to enter the kingdom?
Well, I have a basic understanding of what it takes. I mean, I live my...
Well, we're 5 minutes and 7 seconds into it. It's seeming like he has it.
Like, of course I'm not going to be perfect.
Are you basically a good person?
Basically, yes.
Can I ask you a few questions?
Sure.
If it's true?
Sure.
I'll use the Ten Commandments as the basis of goodness. Okay. Have you ever told a lie?
Sure, I've told a lie.
So what does that make you if you tell a lie? What would you call me if I told a lie?
A liar.
Have you ever stolen something?
Sure.
What does that make you?
A thief.
Uh-huh. Have you ever in your life used God's name in vain?
Yeah.
That's called blasphemy. Mm-hmm. That's very serious transgression of the Third Commandment. Fourth question. Jesus said, whoever looks upon a woman to lust after her has committed adultery already with her in his heart. Have you ever looked at a woman with lust?
Oh, I've committed physical adultery, so...
Let's just summarize this.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we know.
By your own admission, you're a lying, thieving, blasphemous, adulterer at heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's only four of the Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm.
If God judged you by those Ten Commandments on the Day of Judgment, which the Bible says he will,
mm-hmm.
would you be innocent or guilty?
I would be innocent.
Why?
Well, because I've changed. See, I did all of those things ignorant to what God's laws required of me.
It's like saying to a judge, Judge, I robbed a bank, I raped a woman. Very serious crimes.
Mm-hmm.
But Judge, I'm guilty, and I've changed. Since that day, I've turned myself around. I now live a good life. The judge has said it's got nothing to do with your crime.
Mm-hmm.
I have to give you justice because you've violated the law. Just because someone reforms and lives a good life doesn't wash away their crimes. Any judge knows that. And how much more with God? Many of the scriptures say, not by works of righteousness that he saves us, but according to his mercy,
mm-hmm.
or by grace you're saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man boast. That's why the thief on the cross was saved instantly, because of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. He suffered and died on the cross,
mm-hmm.
rose again on the third day. That salvation is a complete free gift. I can't earn it. You can't earn it. No matter how much knowledge or goodness we attain, we can't wash away our sins. It can only come by God's grace, His favor. Jehovah's Witness, I believe, is a works-oriented religion.
Oh?
Works-oriented. We often think that we can earn our way into God's kingdom by being good and by gaining knowledge, but we can't earn a gift. Grace means unmerited, undeserved favor. Mercy can't be earned. It can only come by God's grace. That's the wonderful thing about the salvation of God. It's free.
Now, if you are listening to this, perhaps you have been confused about justice also, just like this Jehovah's Witness that you're listening to with Ray. Hey, I used to do that. I haven't done those things so much. I've changed. And what Ray said is so crucial in your understanding. The system of justice does not work that way. I raped that girl, but I was nice to six girls that I went out on a date with. That is not going to get the job done. It is not going to erase the crime. So if you've been relying on some of your own, goodness, it's not going to help you on the day of judgment, when justice is rendered, you need to have your fine paid. And that's where Jesus comes in.
It's not earned or deserved. All we have to do is repent and trust the Savior, according to the Scriptures. And then your Bible even says that. 1 John 5:11-12, 13, or 10-12, it says, "This is the record that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He that has the Son has life. He that has not the Son has not life. These things have I written to you, to believe on the name of the Son of God, that you might know that you have eternal life, and believing have life through His name." So salvation is a free gift. It means you don't have to work for it.
So let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
You said that the organization Jehovah's Witnesses is a work oriented.
Works oriented.
So what do you mean? What do you mean by we're working for salvation?
Yeah, if I can't be saved in an instant through God's mercy.
Now listen, do you hear what's just happened? The Jehovah's Witness train to go to the door. Do you hear what just happened there? Ray just shared some scripture, took him through the law of God, just went around all of his training, went right to his conscience, and now he's asking questions like, "Hey, wait, well, what do you mean?"
Like the thief on the cross, if I have to do anything, then I'm trying to earn my way in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that what you believe?
Well, no, that's what it seems Jehovah's Witnesses believe, and when you look at
it. So when I follow Jesus' command in Matthew, the 28th chapter, verses 19 and 20, when Jesus says, when I follow that command, is that what I'm doing? I'm trying to work and earn salvation?
You shouldn't. It should just come out of free grace. We have good works because we've been forgiven.
So how do you feel that I'm trying to work work salvation? What work am I trying to do that I shouldn't have to do? And if that's what I'm understanding. I mean, I shouldn't be here talking with you if that was the case, right?
Well, I don't know. The litmus test is this. If I say to someone, "I've got 3 minutes to live, how can you help me?" And they say, "Well, you've got to do things. You've got to gain knowledge. You've got to do this." That's works. It's not grace. You can be saved in a heartbeat by God's grace, by calling on His name. That's when you're born again. God gives you a new heart, new desires, and grants you forgiveness of sins. Then from there, issue good works. Good works come out of your faith. See the difference?
Well, you know what? That sounds like a really good deal.
Yes, sir. That is a really good deal. If you were answering the question along with this Jehovah's Witness, "I've got 3 minutes to live, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And you said things like, "Well, do this, try that, work that, make sure you read your, get this, repentance and faith, humble surrender, submission, and God has worked so that we can enter paradise, so that He can get all the credit. Are you sure that you understand that?